Bob Surratt.
Working 5 to 9
on WGN.
5 to 9, 5 to 9, you can do it.
Has Dolly sued us yet? Keep me posted on that. It's 8:40 right now, and money can buy you happiness, but only if you buy the right things. This is the question we can't stop asking. Marianne has been looking into this. Does money really make us happier? Good morning, dear.
Good morning. And how did you get Dolly to record that?
Oh, you know, we're hot around here. We have a lot of clout. Yeah.
Okay. You know me, Bob. I'm always asking myself that money question because I can't imagine that money does not make us happier, even though there's so much research about this that it's not such a clear-cut answer. It's complicated.
And there's a lot that people don't know about this, and you're not the only one who's been looking into this question.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know what happened this week. Like, it's like the Harvard researchers and all these universities, and everybody is, I don't know, they're reporting on the happiness studies. Mm-hmm. and you know what it says about money. And the bottom line is that, okay, so at low levels, money does improve your happiness, your well-being. But once you earn a certain amount and you have like a solid living, a billionaire is not likely to be any happier than you are, according to the studies, which I find really hard to believe.
Well, you know, I've always said, you know, you hear about these, especially these families where everybody has billions and they're all crazy and nobody's happy. And I have always said, I want to be the world's first happy billionaire. But
right,
it's not about the amount of money, though, really.
No, it really isn't. And I always think about that, too. And then I think, well, wait a minute. Did these billionaires, were they crazy before the money and then they just got money, or did the money make them crazy? And also, not all billionaires are crazy. So maybe we just hear about the crazy ones.
Yeah, maybe.
So this new study from Purdue University translates it all to numbers, and it concludes that happiness is going to cost $95,000 a year. And it's really concerning because the average American household only makes $65,000 annually. So, and it's also a sliding scale. So, for example, like if you have a $20,000 increase from making $30,000 a year to $50,000 a year, it's going to bring you a lot more change and satisfaction in your life than if you make $150,000 a year and you get an extra $20,000. On top of that. Get it?
Yeah, well, it has to do with how you're spending the money, right?
Yeah, right. And so in other words, most people don't get happier as they get richer after a certain point, and it is all about how you spend your money. So there are supposedly 3 right ways to spend money if you want to be happier. So the first one is to spend it on experiences and not on things. This is a survey that was done on people under 30 years old. And they found that more than 80% of them get more happiness from buying experiences like trips or concerts or special meals than from buying material things such as gadgets or clothing.
Oh, I agree. I agree
about
with that. Yeah, you get over the new shirt or the new gizmo, but these experiences can last a lifetime.
It's true. Like last night I was thinking, you know, we really need some new pillowcases. And I was thinking, it would be so great to have these new pillowcases. And as I fell asleep, I was thinking, okay, supposing we had the new 6 pillowcases, like, I would forget about it 2 seconds after having it because I wouldn't think about it again during the rest of the day. I mean, it's like, whatever. All right, so
These are all first world issues,
exactly.
Aren't they?
All right, so the second way to spend the money in the right way if you want to be happier is to buy time. So right now it's easier and more affordable than ever to buy free time. Services like DoorDash and TaskRabbit, that's a really important one. They build things for you. Mm-hmm. Even butler services, things that save you time. And people who do this have a 10% higher life satisfaction than people who don't do it, even people who make under $40,000 a year.
Yeah, well, think about it. Nothing more valuable than time.
Exactly. And then the third way is to invest in others. And this is something that, you know, you always hear about it, but this is something you can actually try yourself. Grab a $10 bill or a $20 bill and use it to benefit somebody today. So you can send a small gift to a friend or help out a stranger who's short on cash at the grocery store or make a donation to a charity. And when you spend it on someone else, you're more likely to derive happiness from it than if you spend it on yourself. And this goes even for people who are struggling to meet their own basic needs. You actually get a warm glow from giving it to others.
Yeah, nothing's better than that. That is so true.
It really is. And by the way, it really matters how and why you give. It's important that you feel like it's your own decision to give, not something you feel forced to do, like, you know, you have a pushy coworker. Not that you have pushy coworkers.
No.
Asking for another donation for, like, their cause or whatever. So, you know, look for giving opportunities. And one more thing, another thing that came from this other study in the UK is that the amount of money we see in our checking and savings accounts impacts our happiness more than our incomes. So if you look in your checking account and you see that you have less than $500 on hand, you feel worse than people who have at least $500 that they can just look at, that they have. And you know, those people get 15% higher life satisfaction.
Yeah, put something in there.
Isn't that
crazy? Yeah, it makes you feel good. Nice savvy monetary tips. What's on your Savvy Planet food website this week?
Well, you know, I was working into the wee hours on that, putting together a recipe for that dish that I made this week that was so finger-licking good, the garlicky roasted artichoke heart.
Yeah, those were good.
So easy to make because, you know, I found some at Trader Joe's, some frozen artichoke hearts, and then I figured out this really great, easy way to put all this garlic in it that is, like, without very much oil at all, and it's so good. It's just amazing. So if you want the recipe, subscribe to SavvyPlanet.com, but put a dash between Savvy and Planet, and you'll get it in your mailbox on Tuesday.
And I have a savvy tip of my own. Marry somebody who also marry somebody who likes garlic. That's my advice to you. Thank you, Marianne. See you shortly.
Okay. Bye. Have a good weekend, everybody.